I don't want to stop you mid-conversation, but I can't tell whether you're still talking about this or whether you've gone on to talking about the weather and the football and... Can we break him? Okay. So Jesus and his friends had been out on the roads walking, and Jesus' friends had been having this conversation, sort of behind his back. They didn't think he could overhear them, about who was the most important. Who was the top dog amongst Jesus' followers? And then when they got to where they were going, and this is a story you all know really well, Jesus did something that would have absolutely blown their minds. In Israel, where they lived, it's really hot, even hotter than it is here at the moment. It gets incredibly hot. And when you go walking, your feet get really, really sweaty. They get pretty nasty. And, of course, everybody wore open-toed sandals, and so they'd be walking along dusty roads with this combination of sweat and dust building up between their toes. And not only were they walking down dusty roads, but they're walking down roads that were used by donkeys, possibly camels, and the occasional horse, and other things that don't clear up after themselves. And so by the end of a day walking down the road, their feet would be covered in sweat and dust, and probably some animal droppings, and would have been pretty revolting. By the time they got there, they would have realized why it was that God in his wisdom put the feet at the opposite end of the body to the nose, because it would have been a really pretty revolting thing. And before they sat down for their meal, what they would have expected was that they would all wash their feet, except they wouldn't wash their feet, because there would be somebody there whose job it was to wash their feet for them. And I'm sure you've heard this said before, but they had slaves whose job it was, part of their role, was to wash the feet of the people that walked into the house. And it would be the worst slave job. It would be the least important slave. It would be either the youngest kid that had been made a slave or the one that was at the bottom of the pile one way and another who would have to do that, because it was one of the most disgusting jobs. And they would be expected to come with some sort of bowl of water and a towel and to go around all the visiting people's feet and wash them clean and wipe them. That's what they were expecting. That was normal. The same as if you go around to somebody's house now, they probably always say, "Would you like a cup of tea?" Kind of feels odd if you go and visit somebody and they don't offer you a cup of tea, doesn't it? It's just normal. And that's what would have been normal. You'd visit somebody's house, and they say, "Would you like the slave to come and wash your feet?" And you say, "Oh, yes, please, two sugars." That's just what they did. And then Jesus did something amazing. Because when the foot-washing slave came out with the bowl and the towel, he said, "Don't worry, you don't need to do that today." And the foot-washing slave must have thought it was his birthday or something. He'd have had no idea what was going on. But Jesus took the bowl of water and took the towel, and it says in John's Gospel that he tied it round his own middle and started going round washing the feet of his friends. They were probably sitting in a circle like you are. And he'd had to kneel down in front of each one, take their sandals off if they hadn't already done it, and wash their feet in the bowl of water, and then dry them on the towel that was round his waist. And as he did that, his friends started to shuffle in their seats. As he did that, the same people that a few minutes before had been saying, "I'm the most important in this group," started to feel incredibly uncomfortable. Until Peter, it tended to be Peter, didn't it? He was the most out there. He was always the one that reacted first, sometimes overreacted, but he never held it inside when he could get it out. Peter was the one that jumped to his feet and said, "No, you can't do this to me. You're more important than any of us, Jesus. You're the top dog. You can't do this to me." We're going to put some more questions up on the screen. These days, what sorts of jobs or chores would you not expect an important person to want to do? Are there jobs at home, which, this is a bit of a personal question, you may not want to answer this out loud, but it's one you might want to think about. Are there jobs at home, or at church, or at work, or at school, or wherever you spend your time, that you think, I would not do that? I just wouldn't. What do you think the modern day equivalent of washing someone's feet might be? We don't wash feet anymore. If you come down to my house, I'm sorry, I'm probably not going to offer to wash your feet. But what are the things that we might do to serve somebody else that would be the equivalent of washing somebody's feet? In church today, or at home today, or maybe where you work, or where you socialise? What would be the equivalent? We're going to take probably 10 minutes to have a think about that.